Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man.
belong to you. Amen, amen, amen. How many people called on Jesus? Hallelujah. How many people know that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, there's power in the name. Glory be to God. How many people know that the blood of Jesus and that God exalted him and gave him favor, highly favored him, giving him a name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, good God Almighty, of things in heaven and things in earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you today. How are you doing? Praise God Almighty. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Glory be to God. Undisputed Truth Ministries. I'd like to welcome you here on Blog Talk, MCI Blog Talk Radio tonight. What a mighty God we serve. We thank God for that precious song, Isaac Carif. I tell you, all the praise belongs to him. Amen. If we can get to that place where we understand, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. We're located, amen, at 1921 Darbytown Road. Amen. In Hebranko, where I met myself, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, and First Lady Summer Monroe Butler, Pastor Elect, amen, are your leaders there to bless your soul and to bring you into a place that the Lord would have you to be. Hey, man, I'm not going to be long tonight at all. Well, I'll be the same hour, but I won't be long making my point, I believe, tonight. I want to talk tonight about a thin line. Glory be to God. A thin line. Praise God. You know, when we come to God, you know, we're called to walk a line. Just to get you where I'm going. Amen. You know me with the long foundations, but I got to let you know that a line is a metric that you draw. And the line can be extended in both directions. It's been said that the shortest point, the shortest place, way to one place or one point is by a straight line. Well, a line, again, like I said, can go forward or the line can go backwards. It's just a line. And a line, glory be to God, can also be wide or thin. It's no specific dynamics to the width of that line or the length. It can be extended or it can go backwards. You know, you have different lines. You know, if you're traveling, glory to God, and you go from one state to the next state, you can reach what they call a borderline. You see? Amen. So a line that's horizontal represents a place that you're trying to arrive at, like a borderline or a finish line. See, a line indicates a margin or a marked-out place of achievement or directive. So I want to talk about a thin line tonight. Yeah, thin line. And, you know, I really want to talk about walking it. And walking a line, the wider it is, the easier it is. Somebody's with me already. I'm going to make sense in a second. The wider the line is, hallelujah, the easier it is to walk. Why do you say that? Because you have room. See, if it's a wide line, glory be to God, you have room, glory to God, to close your eyes and walk the line. You know, I remember when I was a child, sometimes on my way to the store for my mother or whatever, I would get on the curb or the sidewalk, all the way on the, you know, the edge part, and try to see how long I could walk on that line, on that curb, without falling. See, and it wasn't so easy because it wasn't so wide. See, when you're walking on a wide line, glory to God, you've got room to stumble. We're going to get into the Word of God tonight, champion. But I just want to lay that foundation because I just want you to see how a line can give you directive. How a line can assist you or hold you accountable. Tonight, I want to talk about a thin line. You know, when I think about a thin line, sometimes I even think about the circus. You see people in the circus, glory to God, on a tightrope. That line is so thin. Yet they walk that thing, and they do all kind of flips and acrobats on that thin line. Glory be to God. Well, they can do that. Know why? Because they were born to. They were born to walk that thin line. They've been doing it long enough and have mastered, come on somebody, walking, flipping on that thin line, doing all kind of acrobats on that thin line. But I want to let you know that even under the tight walker, hallelujah, they have a safety net. Under that, even though they have been trained to walk it and probably will never need it because they learned how to, there's a safety net up under them. I believe that same tight walker will not do that on the wire, telephone pole wire up by your house. You know the wire that comes to your house. I bet you they wouldn't walk on that because there's no safety net. And that's thicker than the line they walk on. But there's a safety net there. What are you saying, Bishop? You see the men on the flying trapeze. They fly, swinging on that thing, flipping and catching each other by the feet and by the arms and doing all kinds of things. But there's a safety net. Uh-huh. Somebody ought to thank God for the safety net. Hallelujah. Because we are walking on a thin line. Sometimes we got to understand, glory be to God, that your walk that God has called you to, come on, is not a wide line. Uh-huh. Sometimes we want to broaden the line. But when you walk in on a thin line, hallelujah, glory to God, you don't have room to stumble too much. You don't have room to stagger. See, on a thin line, glory be to God, the closer you are to that line, y'all ain't talking to me yet. I said the closer you are to the line, the less chance of a mistake, if I can use that, or a mishap you have. Because if you make a mishap just over a little bit, glory to God, you are on the other side of the line that you chose. Depending on the side you walk on. If you're on a thin line, glory to God, it's very easy to go to the right or to the left. I'm going to get in the Word. I'm going to let the Word teach it in a second. I'm just laying the foundation of it. But you know, glory be to God, that's why it's a good thing not to walk so close. Y'all don't hear me yet. Hallelujah. It's a good thing not to get real close to that line. Uh-huh. Because if you're real close to the line, hallelujah, one stumble, God Almighty may put you on the other side. It's a thin line. Yes, it is. So I would advise all you champions and saints of God tonight to get far away from the line as you can. Hallelujah. Practice living far away from the line. Come on. Sometimes we have gotten to the point we want to see how close to the line we can get without falling over to the other side. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to be adapted sayings like it don't take all of that. Meaning what that means is you can get closer to the line if you like. Come on. When say, you don't have to pray. You don't have to tarry. You just have to believe God. What they're saying is get closer to the line. Hallelujah. See, when they start saying it don't matter what you wear to church, how you look, this and that. Guess what? It don't. But guess what? You're getting closer to the line. Hallelujah. It's a thin line. You know, the person that said about a thin line most, we all know that famous song by the Persuaders, I believe it was. It's a thin line between love and hate. Uh-huh. And that was a good depiction of it because she talked about somebody that kept pressing the line, walking close to the line, day after day, night after night, to glory be to God, they crossed the line. Come on, we know about crossing lines. Some of us, glory to God, have broad lines and dead people to cross it. Hallelujah to God. That ain't God now. But we've drawn our lines. But it's a good thing to understand a line because you can draw lines in your life that you refuse to cross. Hallelujah. You can say, I draw this line, glory to God, of my relationship with God. I draw this line of my prayer life with God. I'm drawing a line of my praise with God, and I will not cross that over it. Hallelujah. So, in order to check the line, you have to look at the walk. Okay, Tavis, come on, jump on in the ring with me here. Put on your gloves. We're going to work out a little bit. Turn with me to Colossians. Turn with me to Colossians. Let's start in Colossians. This is where I ended up looking at it. And I want you to... go into first chapter, and we are going to look at, start at 9, okay? Colossians, first chapter, Colossians, verse 9, it says, for this cause, since we, the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? So you can learn how to walk. If you should choose to walk that line. Amen. Now, we have a safety net, too, and I don't want to get into that yet, but we like the tight walker. We have a safety net. That's the grace of God. That's the mercy of God. It's there to catch you if you do mishap. But we're not talking about it. We're talking about how thin the line can be. So he wants us, in verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord. See, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. What he's saying is, glory be to God, the further away from the line you walk toward God's direction. See, the more, we call it straddling the fence, so that some of those who still don't understand the line yet. See, straddling the fence is also a terminology. But we want you, glory to God, to understand that the closer you get to the line is carnality. The further you get away from the line is spirituality. So God is saying, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you was called. See, meaning that walk in a place where you're walking toward God and not away from God. Amen? He says, with all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Know why? Because you get stronger as you learn to walk away from the line. See, it's something about that line, like in the equator. It has a power to it, a magnet to it that will pull you to the line. That line has a force field that will draw you near it. And society is the magnet, is the power behind the force. And the society will tell you, you're not crossing the line yet. Hallelujah. You're right. You don't have to be so spiritual. You don't have to wear no suit every day. You don't have to read your Bible all the time. Come on, somebody. You can laugh and joke with us. That's the magnet that's drawn to the line. But the further away from the line we stay, the stronger we get. The Bible declares in verse 11, there will be strengthened with might. According to his glorious power, God will give you power to stay away from the line. Somebody say amen. Glory be to God. You can walk in that power that doesn't let the line draw you to it. Amen, somebody. He said, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Meaning that this walk with God, you don't have to be sad about it. Yes, you're saved. Yes, you live different. And glory be to God, it's a joyful walk. You should be enjoying your salvation. You should be enjoying your walk with God. You should be praising him and thanking him, glory be to God, that he's drawing you away from the line. Y'all ain't talking to me. See, if you're feeling upset that you're saved, if you're not liking to be around church folk, if you're not liking to give God the glory, if you're not loving prayer and gospel music, glory be to God, you're living close to the line. Hallelujah. But there's a certain joy that comes with walking this way. Every day goes higher and higher. Come on, somebody. He said, you'll begin giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I'm going somewhere tonight. Glory be to God. Giving thanks to the Father, which has made us. Can I tell you, the further as you walk away from this line, hallelujah, a transformation happens. See, we don't make ourselves. Yes. Know why? Because all the things that please the flesh, that please the mind, the emotions, are over on the line. Glory be to God. And sometimes we can't make ourselves stay away. How about Shia? But God will make you meet. He'll prepare the vessel. Glory be to God. He'll pour in the new wine when the new vessel is made. Glory be to God. He'll give you, glory be to God, the anointing to walk with you and talk with you. Glory to God. He'll give you the joy that you need. He'll give you the strength that you need. Glory to God. To keep walking on the other side of the line. See? Know why? He has delivered us from the power of darkness. See, that line has a power, I'm telling you. It has a force, I'm telling you. The world has a glory to God, a force to grab, hallelujah, and to hold you there and not let you get away from the line. Satan hopes that you stay so close to the line that just one day you wake up feeling different and slip on the other. Y'all don't hear me on the other side of the line. He's hoping that, glory to God, you'll do one thing that make you lose your faith and find you on the other side of the line. See, he don't want you so far away that if you have a bad day in Christ, y'all ain't talking back to me. Oh, glory to God. If you find God that about shined up, get tossed just a little bit. Glory to God. You still got enough room because you're not right on the line. Some of us, we're so close on the line. God knows in heaven, we just a thought away from walking away from God. Some of us living so close on the line, people of God. We're just one event from losing your faith. Hallelujah. I want to let you know you're too close to the line. You've got to get further away. Glory to God. He moved us so far away from the line. The word of God said that God totally moved us so far away from the line. Glory to God. It says that he has delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. That's far from the line. He took us all the way from one dark place into another kingdom. So far away from that line. Glory be to God. He's translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, that's very important, saints of God, champions, because you need to understand that's the safety net under the line. He brought us far from the line. But if you stray near the line, hallelujah, or in time you slowly get pulled to the line, I want to let you know if you cross over it. Hallelujah. You have redemption with God. He's already paid the price for us. He's already purchased us with his blood. Glory to God. He already promised forgiveness of sin. That's your safety net. Some of us have fallen off the line and can't get back up because we don't understand the scripture. We don't understand God. We think, glory be to God, that sin have dominated your life and your position with God. Sin might change your condition, but sin don't change your position. Yes, sin will change your condition with God. It'll change your faith. It'll change your confidence in God because it'll change your condition. You'll feel the breaking in the spirit, and it'll change your condition. But I want to let you know it won't change your position. And I'm not telling you that to take a fall. But I'm talking to those who may have fell, that may have been walking the line. Glory be to God, who may have crossed the line. Glory to God. And falling or stuck in a place on the other side of the line that thinks you can't get back over. Hallelujah. He has given us redemption. Even the forgiveness of sin. All you have to do is confess your sin tonight, child of God. Listen, confess your sin. It's too many people crossing back over the line. They're on this side of the line Monday to Saturday or Friday, whenever you have church. Then they, when they go to church, they cross back over the line because they have learned, like the tight walker, not to fall down and use the safety net yet. Uh-huh. So they think. Hallelujah. And people cross back and forth over the line, and they think that repentance keeps them qualified for the blessing. He said here, we have an inheritance. And I want to let you know, maybe the blessing ain't coming because you are carrying sin. Repentance don't cleanse sin. Repent means to turn away. So a lot of folks are just turning away. They on this side of the fence all week, then they turn away and go over to this side to church. Then they just turn away and go right back. Listen, yeah, you may feel bad when you're doing it, and you may feel even the spirit because it's, you can feel the spirit moving. But you're just repenting and you're going in a circle from one side of the line to the other. But he's given us forgiveness of sin. And the only way you can have that sin forgiven and washed off you, you must confess your sin. I hear it in the spirit. Glory to God. 1 John says, glory to God, you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But not only that, he said in verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sins. If you stay on the right side of the line. See, forgiveness and walking cleanses. Not just repenting, not just feeling sorry, not just feeling sorry for a month, feeling sorry for a year. No, how about Shindia? Not feeling sorry for a minute, huh? That's not coming back on the side for a second. Hallelujah. You have to confess, get clean, and walk the walk. Now, what is walking the walk? I don't want to get religious on you now because, you know, I'm bigger than that, champion. I'm not saying that your walk dictates your position with God. But it will change your condition. Your consecration will change your condition. The longer, the further on this side. How about Cynthia? You fellowship with God. You'll get the knowledge of God. You'll get the wisdom of God. You'll understand the love of God. You'll understand how to stay clean with God, even in your down days, in your depressed days, in your not something like praying and praising days. You'll know what side of the line you're on. It won't lean you to the other side. Praise God. If by chance you go to the other side, you can best believe it's for a purpose. Better be going to get a soul. I don't like to use the word better. It should be going to get a soul. How about Shindia? It should be going to witness. Glory to God. When you cross the other side of the line, it should be shining your light. Hallelujah. It should be the purpose of God. Hallelujah. Everybody won't understand your mission, but you got to do it. Amen. It's a thin line. It's a thin line. Glory to God. It's a thin line from being in. It's a thin line from being out. To God be the glory. Come on, champions. Write this down. 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Read chapter 5. I think I want to go to. Yeah, I want 1 Peter. I want chapter 5. Verse 8. Let us understand how dangerous it is to walk in the line. Because you cannot be drunk whereas assets. You got to be filled with the Spirit. You know why? Because filled with the Spirit keeps you walking straight. Hallelujah. When you're filled with the Spirit, you can walk that line. Hallelujah. You can praise God on that line. Y'all ain't talking tonight. I couldn't hear you if you was, but I can feel you. Glory be to God. You can learn, glory be to God, to walk in the will of God on that line. Come on. But you got to be sober. See? 1 Peter 5 and 8. First it says, cast in 7 all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You know what that means? Don't try to walk it yourself. Let the angels help you. Get the assistance that you want. You can't carry things trying to walk this line. Hallelujah. If you're carrying things walking the line, it's going to weigh you to one side or the other. You got to let it go. Let it all go. Let it all go and just walk. Glory be to God. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. See? Watch. Be sober and be vigilant. Number one, being sober means your walk is not going to take you to places that you are, it's not under your control. When someone is under the influence, they can't control their steps. They may control standing up or staying upright, but their equilibrium is gone and they can't walk straight. They call it staggering. And some of us stagger in the spirit. And the Bible says that we are not to, that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Hallelujah. Through unbelief. But was strong in faith, giving glory unto God, knowing that if he said it, he can bring it to pass. Are you strong and walking straight today? Hallelujah. Are you staggering in your spirit today? Hallelujah. He says, glory to God, be sober and vigilant. Because even in your sober state, you're going to come across some battles. You're going to come across some things, glory to God, that you got to fight against. Even in your walking straight, you're going to meet some things that you're going to have to war against, pray against. Y'all don't hear me? Pray for, cast down. So you got to be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil. When I get to the scripture, sometimes I like to just lightly talk about your adversary. Because your adversary may not be my adversary. See, your adversary is whatever you're going through to push you on the other side of the line. It can be mental. It can be physical. It can be emotional. See, it can be any kind of attack. It can be wherever when it comes to cross you over, that's your adversary. Might not be my adversary. But no matter what it is, yours or mine, it's the devil. He says, your adversary, the devil, is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Know what he's saying? He's waiting for you to cross the line. He's waiting for us to cross the line. He's waiting, glory be to God, for whosoever cross over that line and resist steadfastness in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. He's waiting for you to get burned enough over the line that when he attacks you, you can't run back. Ah, somebody missed that. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you to get so far over there that when you see him and notice him and try to run back, you're out of time. He can catch you and devour you before you cross back over into your safety zone. Hallelujah. So we want to walk straight. It's a straight line on the King's Highway. Praise God. So I want to get that out to you. Verse 10 says that the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory, after you have practiced for a while, that supper, after you practice walking this way for a while, you may fall a few times and get a few bumps and bruises, but if you keep getting up walking, after you suffered that for a while, glory to God, he will establish you. He'll show you how to stay on this side of the line. Glory to God. He has you, glory to God, when you're trying to stay on the line and you're stumbling and crossing over. If you are trying with the right heart, with the right mind, glory, y'all don't hear me tonight. You may get bumped up. You may get bruised up. He may let you suffer through things. But if he sees that you're determined to walk on the other side, on God's side, hallelujah, he'll establish you. He'll strengthen you, and he'll settle you. See, God. God doesn't get, I got something, I heard something in my spirit. Watch. God doesn't get upset with us if we stumble or walk a little crooked. It's your heart. I'm going to show you. Come on, Chappie. Turn me over to Leviticus. I believe it's 27 or 26. Let me turn me over to the book of Leviticus. Okay. Yeah. Look at the book of Leviticus, chapter 26. Let me get my verse. Leviticus, chapter 26. I want you to look at verse 18. Watch. Now let's go to verse 19. Ready? Here we go. This is what God said in the Old Testament. Through the words of the priest in the Old Testament. He says, I will break the pride of your power. I will break the pride of your power. Because the magnet of the world that draws you only connects to something you want. It's something inside of us, glory to God, that we desire that allows the magnet to pull you over to the line. Whatever it may be, it's considered pride. And God says, I resist the proud. I give grace to the humble. But the only way you are going to get pulled is by your own pride. It's your own lust. The Bible says, glory be to God, that when lust is conceived, it brings forth. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted, he's tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted of evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is drawn. See that magnet? Every man is drawn away, Harabashanda, by his own lust, by his own pride, by something inside of him. God has nothing to do with what we won't let go. Hallelujah. I said, God has nothing to do with something that we won't let go. He's not going to overstep your will, child of God. And whatever that is inside, Harabashindia, that your pride won't let go, hallelujah, is the same thing that the magnet on the line is pulling. Hallelujah. That force is pulling. Know why? Because we won't let it go. See, if you're willing to let it go, hallelujah, it can't pull you no more. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed, says the word of God. So God said, you know what? I will break the pride of your power, meaning that you can't resist if I don't allow you to. Sometimes we need to ask God, break the pride, Haraboshia, break the power of my desire. Break the power, glory to God, of my lust. Break the power of Mokadosha, what we love so much. If you don't want to let it go, tell God, break it for me. How about Sia? He said, I'll break the pride of your power. He said, I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, meaning nothing is coming through. I'll stop. I'll halt. How about Cynthia? I'll close the windows of heaven. I'll let the earth not yield nothing. And I'll have you live in your pride and in the life that you desire to build. So I can break you. How about Cynthia? Let you understand. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way thereof is death. So we don't want to keep on walking to the line, being drawn to the line. Hallelujah. Walk away from it and being drawn back. He said, I'll break the power of it. He said, and your strength shall be spent in vain. Meaning that you'll live your whole life using your energy that's going nowhere. That means nothing. It'll be vain. Glory to God. And your land shall not yield her increase. I hear feedback somewhere, but I pray, God, that this word getting across. Because you know what? This is a word that is being fought, but I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bind them from trying to interfere with the airways of this word. Glory be to God. Somebody hear it. Come on, say to God, pray with me. Come on and pray with me. We're going to bind that, whatever we're hearing, in the name of Jesus. We're going to cease it. Hallelujah. We declare the word of God go forth. Hallelujah. We declare, glory to God, that the airways getting yielded up. Hallelujah. Every electronic force that's tried to back up. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have no authority. The word must get to his people. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. There we go. Now. There we go. Now. Glory to God. Don't play. You got power, saints of God. Don't you let the devil run havoc however he wants. Now. And it must be. In Jesus' name. Karaboshia. Yeah, yeah. That's right. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Verse 21 says, if ye walk contrary unto me, I will. If you walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, he says, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you. Considering you won't listen. See, glory to God. It's the same as when an unclean spirit goes out of a man and walketh through dry places seeking rest. Findeth none. And it says, I will go back. And when he comes back, he'll bring with him 7 times more spirits that's even. And the state of that person is even worse. He don't want you to make it back to the land, to the line. He says that that's if you walk contrary. He says, I will also send wild beasts amongst you, and they shall rob you. Glory to God. It's time that we stop being robbed of the things due to us. Hallelujah. Time, glory be to God, that we receive the things that God has for us. Glory to God. It's not by power, nor by might. It's by his spirit. Hallelujah. And we can, hallelujah, receive the blessings of God. Glory to God. And he cannot block the blessings of God. You just got to wait patiently on the Lord. You got to incline your ear unto him. Glory be to God. He said it's a thin line. Glory be to God. But the line can be extended forward or it can go back the other way. We want to continue to press forward, saints of God. We have to get to a place where our desire is only to be with God. It's only to stay in God. We have to desire to get further into God. We want to get so sensitive to God, think to God. Get so sensitive, hallelujah, that you can feel what God is saying. Stop listening for him in a natural voice. Stop looking for all kind of signs in the sky and all kind of different dreams you have and all that. Get in the word of God and get sensitive to it. Not emotionate. So you can feel him. Watch. Watch him move through his word. Watch his word manifest. Because in that way, you'll hear him. Stop listening, trying to wait to hear a voice. You got to hear the voice of God in your spirit. Glory to God. And the closer you get to him, the further away from the line. Come on, somebody. The further away from the line. Hallelujah. And the more room you have to grow, the more grace you have to grow. I feel like doing a little something different in my spirit. I just believe in following the Holy Ghost. I'm going to bring this teaching in for a second. Hallelujah. First of all, I just want to give honor to one of the mightiest warriors that I know. This woman birthed the Holy Ghost inside of me. Hallelujah. She went on to be with the Lord last week. But prior to that, if those of you that might have been on, you'll see her commenting on my videos and because we got closer than ever before. She started commenting on my videos, and this is somebody, I don't know if you know, but Tayokosa, the person that, glory to God, that birthed you in the Holy Ghost, something about them, you want to show them the most that their labor was not in vain. Between her, the prayer warrior, and my apostle, Thomas E. Simpson in New Jersey, those are my, not idols, but those are the ones, glory to be to God, that I want them to see that their labor was not in vain that they placed inside of me, glory to God. And she came and she contacted me several times the week before she went home to be with the Lord. Her name is Nellie Faye Sutton, and I love that. My auntie, she's my aunt in the spirit, and she's like a mother. I'm talking to those that are being birthed here tonight and those who are being birthed and turned into champions. I want to let you know, you got to go get some people. Halabah Shindia. You got to birth some people in the spirit because we don't know how long we have here. I feel like praying, glory to be to God, right now for those who want the Holy Ghost. Because just like when Elijah left, glory to God, there was an anointing drop, Kabashika. And all week I've been thinking about the anointing on the prayer warrior woman life, glory be to God. And I remember things she did and said and how she walked in the spirit and pulled you people through. I feel that in the spirit tonight. I don't feel like teaching that right now this minute. I feel the Holy Ghost is letting you know, glory be to God. Text me, email me, Halabashanda. You need a miracle? Email me, hallelujah. You need healing? Email me, glory to God. Text me, hallelujah. Facebook, put it on my Facebook page. I declare and decree the power of God will break whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. I'll pull you from the other side of the line. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The season has changed and shifted. And if you truly need to get it, Halabashanda, I declare and decree. Hallelujah. We'll speak it over you. We'll speak it into you. God will honor it. In the name of Jesus, I believe in the power of God, and I believe he backs the word, hallelujah, of his ambassadors, his representatives. Text tonight. We have a lot of people that listen. Hallelujah. Nobody want to contact. I want to tell you, break that spirit of pride. We break it in the name of Jesus. Call, hallelujah. Don't be afraid, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and it shall be found. Come on and knock. It'll be open unto you, hallelujah. Knock. I'll give it to you from the word, hallelujah. I'll give it to you from the spirit. Hallelujah. I just feel that thing tonight. Glory to God. Somebody still don't believe in the power of God. How do I see ya? Call. Try God. Prove him. And see. That the power of God is real. Hallelujah. Nothing to play with. Nothing to, or don't try to understand what he's doing with another person. You don't know. How about Sia? You don't know their relationship. You don't know what the missions that God has an individual on. But I declare and decree unto you, hallelujah. How about on the other side of the line, hallelujah, is power and glory. The further you get from the other side of the line, hallelujah, get to know him, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a different relationship. And God is calling somebody tonight further away from the line. Adobo Shanda, I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but you're too close to the line. And the enemy want to get you to go so far over that you won't make it back. But I pray over your soul right now in the spirit. I declare and decree that you come back on the other side, that you stop straddling side to side out of Oshindia, and that you truly let everything go and come God's way out of Oshindia and get the blessings of the Holy Ghost for you. Is that all right? What a mighty God we serve. Ayo Boshanda. What a mighty God we serve. I want to let you know tonight, the angels didn't bow before him for nothing. Hallelujah. He didn't become majestic over the heavens for nothing. Hallelujah. And he did not send the Holy Spirit for nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He passed it on to you and I. He passed it on to you and I. It's time to walk in the glory. Time to walk in the power. It's time to walk in the anointing. Because it's a thin line. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. call upon him while he's near, people of God. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. I want you to turn with me over to the book of Isaiah. We're going to close right here. Glory be to God. But First John, I didn't read it all to you. He said, if you walk in the light, as he's in the light, you see, then we have the fellowship. You'll get the power. You'll get what you need. But you got to walk in the light. See? So you don't stumble. Psalms 119 says that the word of God is a lamp unto my feet. And it's a light unto my path. I want to let you know tonight, you can walk on the other side. Because you won't stumble. Praise God. Yeah, that's a safety net. That's a safety net. I'm not trying to get so religious on you like you're going to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's why we walk farther away from the line. You can't walk right on the line because we're not perfect. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 says that we ought to pay attention or take a deeper hearing in our spirit of the things that we heard. He said, because at any time, we can let them slip. He said, because the word ain't going to change, is what he said in the next two verses. He said, if the word proves steadfast, the word of the angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receives a just recompense of reward, meaning that if punishment came for every little mistake, how should we escape? He's saying that we can't. See? So what he's saying is, you can't walk so close to the line. Because guess what? There's going to be transgressions. There's going to be disobedience. There's going to be mistakes and sins. How about Shia? And thank God that is a safety net. But you don't want to have to use it unless you truly need it. Amen. God bless you. Thank God. Unless you truly need it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 52 says, awake, awake, O Zion. Put on thy strength. Put on thy beautiful garment. Glory be to God. Shake thyself from the dust and arise. Oh, glory be to God. Shake yourself. Arise. Let's get closer to God. Is that all right? Is that all right? I'm going to read this right here. I'm going to close out. It says, shake thyself from the dust. Arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from thy bands of thy neck, O captive. For thus said the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught. And ye shall be redeemed without money. What God is saying, we place ourselves in situations, but he's here to rescue. I just want to believe God for rescue tonight. I want to believe God for those that's on the line and have fell over and can't come back. I want to believe God for those who are being pulled to the line. I want to let you know you sold out for naught. Nothing. That means for nothing. You have sold your birthright for a little or nothing. But God says, I'm ready to redeem you without money. I'm ready to redeem you, glory to God, with just a change of heart. I'm ready to redeem you tonight, glory to God, with your soul saying yes. I'm ready to redeem you tonight with glory be to God, with just a mindset to say, I want to come back. Hallelujah. The Lord is here with open arms to bring us back. Is that all right? Come on, somebody lift your hands and tell the Lord, Father God, I've strayed. I've crossed over the line in some areas. But I desire that you bring me back, Karabashindia, that you bring me further enough over the line. Hallelujah, that I have room enough to get it together. Come on, say, I have room enough to change something. Say, I but I love you. Come on and say it tonight. You don't got to be a super spiritual person. You don't got to be so strong in the Holy Ghost or so righteous that you, the glory be to God, can't tell God that you need help. Ask him to stop the pulling that's going on. Ask him, glory to God, to take away the pride, and you'll give him the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. You know why, thanks to God, we love you tonight. We love you tonight. Just want to see, give you a word that may keep us on the other side. Keep us on the right side of the line. You know, God never dared you to cross the line, but live like as though he dared you to cross the line. You'll feel the blessings of God. And all the help you need to walk it is undisputed. Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. And you can be a champion. Hallelujah. An undisputed heavyweight, lightweight, middleweight. But you'll be an undisputed champion. You can walk on the line and learn to be a help in the Spirit. Is that all right? He's looking for you. He needs you. We work it together with him in the vineyard. So I admonish you tonight. Come on over on the winning side. Hallelujah. Come on over on this side of the line. Come over here where the table is spread. And the feast of the Lord is going on. Is that all right? I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Thank you for coming tonight. Ask that you continue to come. Ask that you come here Sunday morning. MCI Blog Talk Radio. We have the very powerful Apostle Carolyn McNeil. And on Mondays, we have the awesome man of God, Pastor Keeping It Real. He'll fix at 6. Amen. He's also Sunday morning with us. So I just tell you some good stuff going on here. And we want to help you stay on the right side of the line. Amen. You know, we don't want you to not have the tools that you need. Because we don't want you to get caught on the other side of the line. Because if you get caught on the other side, you're going to have to war your way back. And you're going to need some words. Amen. You got to believe your way back. You got to have faith to get you back on the other side of the line. Amen. God bless you. Love you tonight. I want to say goodnight. From Undisputed Truth Ministry, I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. Along with First Lady, Pastor Elect, Thelma Monroe Butler, and the Undisputed Truth Ministry family, 1921 Darby Town Road. We just want to be in your corner and make you a champion. Amen. Undisputed Truth, where we make champions. We believe in making champions in the Word of God. Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Have a blessed night. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. God bless you.
Welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. You have been on the air with Bishop Thurman A. Butler from Undisputed Truth Ministry, Richmond, Virginia. There is a kingdom movement. So if you like to sow into the kingdom work, the ministry cash app is Bishop B 42. That's $ B-I-S-H-O-P-B-E-E 42. As you plant, so shall you also reap. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back into your bosom. You can reach Bishop Thurman A. Butler at 804-230-4397. Let me say that again. 804-230-4397. 530-4397. Remember, if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. Remember, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Be blessed and have a wonderful night. In Jesus' name, God bless.